Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, everybody. Great to have you with us today. It's Thursday, and we are going to talk about stuff, mostly about Oregon, although there'll be some other things as we go along today that have their, well, they're more national in scope. But today, one of the most profound things that is going to take place in the legislature is going to be the nullification, death by a thousand cuts, of Measure 11, which has kept you safe for a long time. We're going to get into that today because, yes, the Democrats have long desired to dismantle mandatory sentencing that has, in fact, irrefutably kept you safe. Why would a Democrat want to make you more vulnerable to the bad guys? I mean, we talked about prostitution, right? We talked about, and we asked that question. Why would Democrats want to do things that hurt women, even though they are supposedly the champions of women? They actually want to put in place policies in prostitution, which apparently, by the way, there's a story in the Oregon Watchdog about how this prostitution legalization thing, it's an East Coast group that's promoting that, as you would expect. Anyway, why would the Democrats now want to hurt you, and especially women, even further? Not with the prostitution thing, but by lessening the sentences for rapists who rape women. Why would they do that? Can you think of a good reason why? I'd love to hear it. If you can give me a good reason why Democrats would want to do that, by golly, why don't you give me a call? Let's talk about it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, the District Attorneys Association is weighing in on these bills, several bills that give judges more discretion. That's why we passed Measure 11 to begin with. Two of these DAs oppose all but three of Oregon's 36 county district attorneys oppose these reductions. The killing of Measure 11 is what they're doing here. The whole reason two of these DAs wrote a measure about that, and it is it came out yesterday. Legislature should respect the voters' will and keep Measure 11 intact. Kevin Barton is DA for Washington County, and John Wentworth is DA for Clackamas County. Now, there's some profound things in here that we want to talk about because they absolutely relate to you and your family and your personal safety. And it is a great opportunity for you to use it in a manner that can change your world. By putting this issue in front of, again, people in your world and speaking about it, talking about it in a way that is thoughtful and helps them get to that point where they decide they need to change their political allegiances. There is, friends, there is nothing more profound than your personal safety. Yes, you know, we can argue about Kate Brown giving the teachers union the authority to say whether school sports can happen or not, because that's just what she's done. And the Senate Republicans came out with a press release, and they make that point, which, by the way, you're not going to see in the AP story about Governor Brown announces outdoor contact sports can resume. What they fail to note, as the cases in Oregon and California, which, by the way, the California recall leader announces they have 1.5 signatures, 1.5 million rather signatures. That's how much they need. Now they need more, but folks, they have they have time to get it done. At any rate, folks, what the Senate Republicans point out is that, in fact, Governor Kate Brown says in her policy that the, under the new guidelines, high-risk and extreme-risk counties have to have limited in-person instruction if they want to resume outdoor contact sports. Guess who gets to determine in-person instruction? You think it's the school board or the school administration? Wrong-o. It's the teachers' union, folks. So Kate Brown just gave the veto power of letting your kids literally go play football outside or soccer. They literally just gave the veto power to the teachers' union. Thank you, Kate Brown. Now, we can argue about that all day long. We can argue about another story, about how FEMA has denied most Oregonians' request for wildfire disaster assistance. This is actually a pretty good OPB story. 24,000 Oregonians have applied for FEMA assistance after they lost their homes. 57% of them were denied. And they, I mean, this is unaccountable federal government agencies at work. And they cite this woman down in Medford who lived in a trailer park for 10 years. It burnt. They denied her request. By the way, she's living there with her adult son who's disabled. They denied her request because they said she couldn't prove she lived in the damaged house at the time of disaster. And she's astonished. She said, I've been here since August 2012. Who's been paying the rent? Who's been paying the mortgage and the property taxes? Now, this is important. If you just lost your home up the canyon and you're one of these people, this matters to you. And it should. But it's not as important as your personal safety. It's not as important as keeping violent, dangerous criminals behind bars. Because what the Democrats want to do is they want to give judges discretion. And that's the entire reason we passed Measure 11 27 years ago to begin with, folks. Because judges had too much discretion. And you could murder somebody and you get out of jail in a very short period of time. You could violently assault someone and you get out of jail in a very short period of time. Because liberal judges, wearing their hearts on their sleeves, just couldn't abide by the sentencing guidelines, which were just guidelines. And they let these heinous, violent criminals off early. And they got back out and they committed crime after crime again. It's all very well documented. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Well, not that I can tell you about it in great detail, but let me just whet your appetite. We're doing some polling. And I will tell you that in times past, this issue that relates to your personal safety is the single biggest issue that as I have ever polled in this state, period. And it moves voters like you wouldn't believe. It moves liberal women, Democrat voters in the Portland metro area like you would not believe. We're polling it right now. And in fact, I'll be on a conference call tomorrow and I'll find out the results of this. I probably won't be able to share them with you for a number of reasons, and which will probably come out in the end. But for now, just suffice it to say that I expect that this issue is going to drive Oregon. This is my prediction to you. This issue, if it is skillfully used by Republicans, will drive Republican victories at the ballot box and defeat some of the leftist George Soros financed district attorneys, maybe even lead to one or two of them being recalled, like Mike Schmidt in Portland, Multnomah County DA, who is one of the three DAs that wants to go along with these bills that give judges the reason to go back and do what they did before. And you were paying the price. I expect that to be the result. And I'll tell you why, because we polled it before, folks. And consistently, year after year, this issue ranks number one in moving voters emotionally. So just stop for a moment and listen to what I just, consider what I just told you, because that is not what you hear from other polls. It is not what you hear from the mainstream media. Heck, it ain't even what you hear from Republicans, because they don't listen to the right issues and the right pollsters and the right strategists. Not that I'm the greatest in the world, because I'm not. But I have used this issue, and we have used it incredibly successfully, especially at the local level. And this issue was used in electing Kevin Barton as Washington County DA against a far-left George Soros-financed candidate. This issue works, folks. What you're not, I just told you, the key to this issue, it is and remains, and likely will be again, even though I probably can't tell you about it, it is the number one issue that moves voters in Oregon emotionally. And if you move them emotionally, you got them, folks. Why do you think the Democrats do what they do? Everything's emotion. Even when they're lying to your face like Kate Brown does day after day about everything. It's emotion. When are we going to learn to start using emotion the right way to preserve liberty? 620 back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past 6 o'clock. So is anything more important to you than your own personal safety or that of your family, the people you love? Is there? Is there anything more important than that? I want you to think about that, because that's the reason we have Measure 11, folks. And the Democrats want to repeal it. And they have a whole host of bills to do just that. Why would they want to make it easier for the bad guys to hurt you? Why? 503-589-1220. If you can give me a reason why, is there anything more important than your personal safety? Education funding, reopening schools, a vaccine, liberty. Seriously, is there anything more important? And do you think this issue can be used effectively to nullify the election wins of the left in this state at all levels? The DA level, city council level. Can it be used to refute liberalism? Love to get your opinion on that. By the way, if you want to send me an opinion by email, it's easy. You just write me an email to jeff@kslm.news or jeff@1220.am. Jimmy wrote me an email, says, I was on Gab today and I found a very racist comment. It stayed on for a couple or 3 hours. That's not good. I'm a newbie and didn't know exactly how to deal with it. I've recommended this site to a bunch of people and have been very happy overall. What's your advice? I wrote him back and said, well, you need to complain to Gab and make it very clear that they need to tighten their controls for that kind of thing. And if they don't, you and all the people that you've recommended join, you'll recommend that you leave and go somewhere else that isn't going to allow that stuff. And then he wrote me another email about Eric Swalwell and gaslighting and all of that. And I've gotten some other great emails. One of them, which is very involved and very long, but it's a pretty good one. I'm probably just going to have to summarize it for you. Michael sent this to me, and it's about bills of attainder and how this is being used against Trump. At any rate, Gateway Pundit, by the way, has some interesting things. Did remember how I told you from the Super Bowl how angry I was at the Jeep ad with Bruce Springsteen and the reunited States of America, as if Joe Biden and his cancel culture, Joe Biden and his corruption, and Joe Biden and his ruling by executive fiat with executive orders is going to reunite the country. Joe Biden's embrace of censorship and of deprogramming Republicans, Trump voters, is going to reunite the States of America. Jeep just got some comeuppance because Bruce Springsteen got arrested for a DWI, driving under the influence. Jeep just removed that ad, and the arrest has been confirmed, by the way. So I guess they got a little bit of what they deserve. I certainly will never buy a Jeep product. By the way, did you see that Swalwell got caught speaking to him when he was talking and presenting evidence yesterday at the Trump trial in the Senate? Yeah, he used a Photoshop tweet. He got caught. These people really think we're that stupid that we're not looking. Then, of course, the House impeachment managers got caught again because they had to withdraw evidence in the case against Trump because they attributed a comment to state, or rather U.S. Senator for Republican from Utah, Mike Lee, that he never said. And there was a lot of confusion, and they had to withdraw it. Yep. That's what happens. When you lie, you ultimately get caught. The Liberty Daily, by the way. By the way, also Jamie Raskin, there's a headline on the Liberty Daily. Phony impeachment update. Democrat dirtbag Jamie Raskin lies that Trump supporters took part in the burning of a church. Yep, that's what we expect from them. Robert Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I don't agree with very often. Kind of do on the vaccine thing, to be honest with you. Anyway, he got banned from fascist book on Instagram days after he outlined Bill Gates' global domination efforts in vaccinations. By the way, so there's another story there about the deaths of elderly people who recovered from COVID-19 but died after they got the vaccine. Kind of raises questions, doesn't it? And then I was sent this late last night by a friend. The WHO advisor who went in and was one of the investigators of whether the virus actually came from the Wuhan lab. Well, turns out he's the recipient of a CHICOM, Chinese Communist, grant. And he worked with the Wuhan lab, for 18 years. And a WHO advisor says, well, the actual investigation was done by the Chinese authorities. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. 6:30, back in the morning.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Yes, that is the number to call. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now look, friends, is there anything more important than your personal safety? Again, we argue about all of these other things politically, and it's not that they're not important, because they are. But they pale in comparison to your personal safety. Now, do you think that can be skillfully used to advance the cause of conservatism in this blue state? Well, the polling that I've done for years says, yes, it can. But it has to be skillfully presented. If it's not, and it has to be done with a lot of repetition. I mean, that's, folks, repetition sells in the advertising business. You hear the same ads over and over again, and you never know when all of a sudden the light bulb clicks on in your head, like maybe right now. And caller, hang on, I'll get to you in a second because I need to do a commercial. You just heard the weather forecast. Freezing rain and snow is coming to Salem. If your heating system is not working right, you better call Freedom Heating and Air today. Because they can get out there and get it fixed for you today before it totally breaks down in the cold weather that's going to hit us later today and the freezing rain and the ice. So, call Freedom Heating and Air. They can fix it for you. They can get it done right. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website. Check them out. They've been here a long time because they take care of their customers. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. They've got great emergency services, and not just for homes, but for your business. They can make your life better, and they can do it right away. Plus, they've got great discounts for veterans and seniors. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Now, this issue of your personal safety is the most fundamental thing there is. Would you agree or not? Let's talk to our first caller. Caller, good morning, and what do you say today about this?
Yeah, this is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
I guess I'm on.
You are.
I'm very suspicious. I think in reverse to what's happening in Oregon. Of course, I was assaulted, vehicle break-ins, and all this has been going on here in Oregon for many, many years, even before the pandemic. I'm wondering if there's something dirtier, even dirtier than what you can see in this deal with Brown, Mrs. Brown. I wouldn't even call her the governor. She doesn't represent me, and she didn't pay her bill for expenses that I submitted for injuries from assault. I'm wondering how many prisons are in Oregon, state prisons. Is there only in Salem? And then the one out in eastern Oregon, is that it for state prisons?
No, there's a women's prison in Wilsonville. And there's some other detention centers. Plus, every county jail is used as a de facto state prison for someone convicted of a state crime and sentenced to 1 year or less are housed in county jails. And they're supposedly... the state is reimbursing the sheriffs for them, and most of the time the sheriffs will tell you the state only gives them a fraction of the cost of housing somebody. So in essence, we have 36.
How many has she released?
All the
we're hearing about the release of many prisoners in the last 30 days. How many prisoners have been released?
I don't know that that number's been put out there, has it? Is to exactly how many people she's released?
Well, that's critical information to try to figure out what she's doing.
Well, you would think it would be, and you would think that the news media would care about it, but apparently they don't.
Well, no, they don't, because the West Coast junta of Oregon, Washington, and California are all in this together. I wonder how much of the...
So your complaint is, based on your experience, you didn't get justice for your assault.
No, I've paid for vehicle break-ins, for assaults, all the way around. I'm losing. So Oregon has not been good to me for many years because of allowance of criminal activity to be repeated, just like you said, repeated and repeated. I'm wondering, how is it that not a lot of these people, like the investors in Wahoo, like the Obama and all his minions, plus Bill Gates and the Bill Gates Foundation with the trustee, Mr. Warren Buffett, if they helped build this death disease, gave them the money to help design this thing, how is it that their families are not being affected by this disease? You don't hear about many of the children of Mr. Buffett being very sick, or the Brown family being sick, or the Gates family being sick. Is it possible that they have the antidote for what they helped create by spending their money at the Wahoo Fab? And is it possible that they also have investment in the Pfizer vaccine? Because they got billions of dollars of money for each dose of the vaccine. And they all have investments in that, as well as the Oregon money going into the teachers union that is going into investments in the Pfizer company. Isn't that funny? Isn't that interesting that all along the West Coast that they've all got investments in the Pfizer company and the vaccine, and they also don't get as sick as we do because perhaps they don't have access to the antidote for the disease they helped invest in to create. Isn't this interesting? It's too bad that I think in reverse.
You asked the question, is it possible that because they invested money in the Wuhan lab that there's actually an antidote and that they've been taking that? I suppose that's possible. That's a pretty deep conspiracy theory. But is it possible?
They have huge investments in Pfizer.
Well, it isn't. I mean, you're looking at, there are some pieces of the puzzle that you're absolutely correct about, in that and that's what Robert Kennedy got banned from Instagram, is because he at least exposed on what is known about Bill Gates's involvement in some of this stuff. So,
well, wouldn't that be interesting if all of these jailbirds got the vaccine or are going to get the vaccine? Maybe she wants to cut down the expense of the state in these prisoners.
Well,
especially if they don't make it in three or four months.
Here's the problem with your conspiracy theory on that, Glenn, is that simply that if that were to be correct, in that prisoners are given priority over senior citizens to get the vaccine, and that it would kill them and reduce the numbers of prisoners, then wouldn't we have seen lots of people just dropping, and I mean lots of people dropping like flies after getting the vaccine? No, we haven't.
Not instantly. This is going to affect people over months. And did you notice that India, Australia, and African nations are not taking this vaccine?
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you about that. The question is, what's the impact ultimately? What's the effect ultimately? Does it lead to loss of life, or does it lead to other ailments that become known that actually cost us more in the long run? See, that's the problem with anything that happens in a prison. I mean, heck, we have to pay for sex change operations for these people in the Oregon prisons. Lots of other stuff.
Is the governor in a sleight of hand trying to reduce the expenses of the state's treasury on prisoners?
How? If she's letting them out, increases the expenses, Glenn. That doesn't make any sense.
Not if she would want to move the prison in Salem outside to another location, if it all of a sudden started emptying out away from their
close three prisons, Glenn. She's going to close three of the prisons.
Are all those in the city of Salem?
No, there's one, and I forget where it was. It mentioned them in the article. I'd have to go back and look at them. There is one in the Salem area. I think it was that medium security prison that's really old. I've been through it. At any rate, Glenn, I appreciate your call. I'm going to let you go because I want to move on to Art. Art, good morning. How are you? What do you have to say today?
Hey, Jeff. I'm a little behind schedule today. I didn't wake up till almost 6:30. However, you're talking about safety. Hey,
yeah.
First time in forever. But you're talking about safety in prisons and what's going on with Kate Brown.
The legislature literally, in the bills that they propose, wants to repeal Measure 11. And there's a big article about how that's shaping up to be a big fight. And my point is that since you missed this in my first half hour, I consistently have done polling over the years, and I'm doing a poll right now on this issue of early release of violent criminals. And it polls, I've never seen any polling like it.
I'll get you
on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Yeah, just set your alarm. Wake up earlier. Back in a thick court case. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the 7 o'clock hour. One more hour after that. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, Stacey Ann comes on with Good Morning Salem. Oregon voters overwhelmingly passed Measure 11, mandatory sentences for violent criminals, in 1994. And then in 2000, because the liberals, 4 years or 6 years later, okay, wanted to get rid of it, they put it on the ballot. And the voters reaffirmed it with 73% approval, folks. Do you know how big that is? There may not have ever been any, and I haven't researched it, but just kind of knowing, may not have ever been any other voter-approved measure that high in Oregon, 73%. That's more than huge, folks. And yet, they want to repeal it. And we'll get into some of the data about it here. I mean, this is profound. But it gets to this question. Is there anything more important than your personal safety and that of your family? Is there anything? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our great sponsors. Truly, he is a contractor you can trust, especially if you're going to rip your house apart for a while. Because he comes in, he gets it done, they do it right, and they don't leave you all strung out in your house, torn apart for weeks and weeks on end. That happens, folks. I know. I know somebody that it happened to. You don't get that with Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. Just, again, don't take my word for it. Go check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. Look at the before and after pictures. Look at the great comments of satisfied customers, the recommendations. That ought to give you confidence. Is this a contractor you can trust? RighteousRenovations.com. We'll go back to Art. All right, Art. What do you say about our topic today? Do you think there is anything more important than your personal safety, period?
Well, Jake, you're absolutely correct, Jeff. And anything that the libs and the far left touch, as Dennis Prager famously says, they destroy. They did it with mental health in Oregon. You look at the homeless situation, there are thousands of individuals that are cut loose in our communities that have mental health problems. It leads to bad things. And the thing with the prison system and everything else. And unfortunately, we as the individuals in Oregon suffer. And the reason why Kate wants to get rid of the prisons is to feel good instead of addressing, the issues and stuff. And their ultimate goal is to have money for what's good for them and not necessarily what's good for us. I mean, we need to all wake up that the libs and the left, they got to have causes, but everything they touch, everything, Jeff, just gets all messed up. And they don't address the issues and they make the issues worse. 110, it's going to create so many problems here in Oregon. People are going to come to this state because they know they can do their drugs and they're not going to get thrown in prison. What better attractant than that? And then, oh my God, it's such a mess
So you know what's coming next with that issue, Measure 110, which decriminalizes small amounts of heroin, methamphetamine. You know what's coming next. Soon, there will be either an effort, I would predict to you, by a legislator or by Kate Brown as an edict, an executive order, or by an initiative petition to allow pot shops to literally dispense small amounts of the drug. And it gets right back to what you just said. This is everything liberals touch becomes a disaster for humanity. And that's what this is. And that's the same thing with repealing Measure 11 that puts the bad guys in jail for a very long time. And they don't get out. It's a mandatory sentence. And what is the result of that? Safety in the community, for your family, for you. Because the bad guys are not out creating crime and hurting people. And it boggles my mind, Mark.
Yeah, you know, it's good. It was a good law, Jeff. You know, the three strikes law. You know, they are going to destroy everything that we spent a long time getting established here in Oregon to protect our citizenship. And it's scary as heck. I mean, if you have more drugs, well, first of all, if you legalize the drugs, then you have more people that want the drugs. And all they think about is the drugs. So how do they get their money? They commit crimes, Jeff, because that's the only way they can actually get their money to feed their drug habits.
And you're right. And then what happens is liberal DAs like Mike Schmidt say, nah, we're not going to prosecute him. We're not going to prosecute him for breaking into your car. We're not going to prosecute them for stealing your car and selling it. That happens constantly. In fact, that's been going on a long time. There's no justice for the victims. And this is why, and Art, thanks for your call, because it's prescient and it's right on the money. This is why we passed Measure 11, folks, because nobody was being held accountable because liberal judges simply had discretion on sentencing. And now that's exactly what they want to take us back to. By the way, thanks to Walt for sending me the answer to the question was, there are three facilities Kate's going to shut down. Mill Creek, here in Salem. It's the first one in July 2021. And then Shutter Creek in North Bend. And then Warner Creek in Lakeview. North Bend is Coos County, which just went Republican. Lakeview is very Republican. That's what socialist, regressive, totalitarian Marxists do. They punish their enemies, and they reward their friends. Yeah, that might have something to do with this, you think? Back in a moment. One more hour to go at 6:59. Don't go away. Lots to talk about.